Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. After 4 o'clock, you go to the iHeart app for the John and Ken on demand podcast. That's the whole show all over again, and you could listen to everything you missed.
Yeah, we got a lot to get to this hour. We'll talk about a poll that came out, asked a lot of questions of Californians, but the one that we're going to focus on in there, we're kind of waiting for. Reparations, how Californians feel about the idea in Sacramento and San Francisco and too many places right now that a lot of money should be paid out because of America's history of slavery. And tacked on to that, America's history involving the drug wars and people who were imprisoned. So we'll get to all that coming up later on this hour on the John and Ken Show.
We're going to talk now to Steve Malloy. Steve Malloy has written a fascinating piece in The Spectator. And it's about the climate hysteria that we lived through last week when you had the wildfires in Canada and the weather pattern that was hovering over the Northeast, low pressure system, high pressure system, the way it was arranged, funneled winds down through the Northeast and brought in much of the smoke from the fires. And New York was choking in the smoke, and so were many cities and many states on the East Coast, and then the wind changed direction, and it all went away. And then everybody stopped worrying about climate change and the wildfires in Canada.
The Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, though, got into a heated statement in Parliament there about why they're not doing anything about climate change, and of course, blaming these wildfires on climate change. And, well, we threw him into the dumpster for that, but to get more information in this article that John mentioned in the American Spectator as a Canadian wildfire hysteria debunked. And we'll get Steve on now to talk about some of what he pointed out in his article.
Steve, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me back.
All right. Good. So what was the role of climate change in this? Or was this just part of a pattern of fires that happen all the time in Canada?
Yeah, this is just regular stuff. You know, Canadian wildfires are natural, even in Canada. In Quebec, no one would have noticed these fires except the fact that the wind changed. And sometimes that happens. It's happened throughout history. We know that between the, say, 1706 and 1910, it happened at least 18 times in North America. George Washington noticed one of these occurrences in his diary in May 1780. So this has happened before. It will happen again. And, you know, wildfires in general around the world have dramatically declined over the years, including in Canada and the U.S.
Wait, stop right there. Wildfires around the world have dramatically declined, including the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah.
That is a fact that is almost never uttered out loud in the media.
Right, because you know, if they talk about this at all, they will say, oh, wildfires have increased since the 1970s and 1980s. And that's kind of true. And that has happened. You know, there has been a slight uptick because of all our green policies. So we don't manage forests anymore. We don't log anymore. And so forests turn into tinderboxes. And, you know, sometimes we just have these out-of-control wildfires. But even at that rate, it's much less than what was happening 90 years ago in the 1930s. So, yeah, I mean, wildfires have dramatically declined all over the world. In Canada, Canadian government data show that they've been declining since 1980s anyway, despite the lousy forest management policies.
Why would they be declining so dramatically?
I don't know exactly. It could be fire suppression. It could be, you know, previous wildfires have burned things out. I mean, it could be a combination of factors. It wasn't even really particularly dry in Canada earlier this month when the fires started. I mean, May was pretty normal temperature-wise and precipitation-wise. So, you know, these things just happen, and they're always going to happen. You know, the air apocalypse was, something that we haven't seen in the United States in a very long time. But it has happened before, and, you know, can happen again.
And it seemed like it was, you know, a lot of it was lightning strikes. And then, as you mentioned, the wind. And these are just things that could happen every now and then. But instead, it was turned into, like, the apocalypse in the United States and all this finger pointing about what are we going to do about the climate.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's important for people to understand that, you know, there is no natural disaster, no type of natural disaster that correlates with either emissions or warming. There's none. Not tornadoes, hurricanes, snow, heat waves, you name
earthquakes.
It. Earthquakes? No. You name the natural disaster, does not correlate with emissions or warming.
Yeah, out here, we got the whole thing about the drought. That's got to be climate change, too.
Well, we
used to have a drought.
Used to. Now we're not anymore. Suddenly now we're going to be rained upon. Let's talk about what you also mentioned in your article, that the fine particulate matter and something called PM2.5.
Yeah, this is really my favorite part, and the part that interests me the most. So all the doctors are on TV, you know, raving about how dangerous the air is, and don't breathe, don't go outside. EPA models, you know, predict that in air like that, the death rate will double. You know, the hospital should be overflowing with asthma and respiratory patients. And, of course, guess what? None of that happened. And none of that happened because particulate matter is just soot, innocuous carbon particles. They're not allergens. They don't cause asthma. They don't trigger asthma. It makes for ugly air and not pleasant to breathe. But that's a lot different than causing asthma or causing death, as EPA predicted and all the TV doctors warned us of. Okay, there was, you know, some slight uptick in emergency room visits for asthma. Just slightly, and I just attribute that to, you know, all the anxiety created by the media. You know, I'm asthmatic, and I know that asthma can be triggered by anxiety, and when you have the media just scaring the bejeebers out of people, people are going to go to the hospital.
That's what they did during COVID, too.
Yeah.
People are getting panic attacks watching CNN's coverage. What drives the hysteria? It's a lot of individual decisions people have to make to go on television and cover a story a certain way and to comment in a certain way and warn in a certain way. Is everybody just trying to get attention, driven by their ego? And this is one of the routes that will get you on TV for 3 minutes.
Yeah, so I think with the lamestream media, you know, they have the climate agenda that they're all pushing. So I think they're all dedicated to that. You know, when you watch like Fox, and you see these, you know, TV doctors go on and they start talking about how bad the air is. I know that they don't know anything about what they're talking about. They don't know anything about PM2.5 because they're just regurgitating crap that you could, you know, pick up in the New York Times or Los Angeles Times. I've spent 30 years working on this, so I know what I'm talking about. I know that they haven't. And so they don't know. So they just, you know, they Google PM2.5 and get whatever EPA says or the World Health Organization or whatever. And see, I know where all this came from. I mean, EPA literally invented PM2.5 as a pollutant in the 1990s. I remember all the bad epidemiology, I've been in court with EPA about this. I know this better than anybody. These guys know nothing. They're not interested in learning anything. They just want to get on TV and, you know, scare people.
And as you said, it's just simple soot.
Yeah, it's just simple soot. It's, you know, it's...
But the average person thinks if you breathe in too much soot, you're going to have some kind of medical reaction.
Well, but, you know, I mean, you know, the air is ugly, but you're really not breathing that much in. You know, it's a lot less than smoking, okay? That terrible air in New York was a lot less than a single cigarette, okay? And when you think about it, you know, with a cigarette... If you smoke it or a joint, so I, you know, most people understand that better than cigarettes. When you smoke a joint, you inhale deeply and goes deep in your lungs. With this kind of air, you don't inhale. You subconsciously change your breathing pattern and you don't inhale it deeply. It just you breathe very shallowly, and you know, it's not a great idea to do physical activity in this type of weather because you won't be able to breathe deeply. Your body wants to breathe shallowly. You're going to try to breathe deeply. So, you know, you're going to maybe raise your, you know, blood pressure by doing something like that. But just by itself, you know, that kind of air is not a problem. Look, Los Angeles had that kind of air all the time in the 1950s and 1960s.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was no epidemic of asthma. The streets were not littered with dead bodies because particulate matter itself is innocuous. Now, there are conditions under which, bad air can cause illness and death, but, you know, New York City did not experience that last week, and Los Angeles never experienced that in the 1950s and 1960s. It takes very specific conditions.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for talking to us. We appreciate it. Climate expert Steve Malloy, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, he's, of course, talking about the Canadian wildfires and all the hype last week that everybody was going to die from the particulate matter that was in the air
and then,
from the wildfires.
And then the wind changed and everybody stopped talking about it.
It is not a story anymore, though. I just looked it up. Apparently, in the western part of the country, there's still quite a few fires burning, but the areas like Quebec are doing much better.
It was 2 days of cool video of orange skies.
Yes, and for that, it's worth it being a news story.
But. That was captivating to see orange skies, but there nobody died.
All right, we'll be back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Live on the air from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, we're on the John and Ken podcast. John and Ken on demand, and you can pick up what you missed.
But you can also leave a message for the Moist Line using that app. The microphone icon is how you connect to the Moist Line. Call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Apparently, Trump bought everybody lunch at that Cuban restaurant he stopped at.
Well, he's buying votes. Never know. Could be a juror in that crowd.
Yeah. I guess he just decided to stop in there. I don't know whether he got invited or what. He was on his way to catch his flight to head up to New Jersey and do his whole... press conference thing or not, speech he's going to make tonight from New Jersey following this indictment. After 2:30, we will take a look at the other side, and that is Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and Burisma. And there is a pretty big development in this story, which, of course, is largely ignored by most of the media that you will look at. But it is worth mentioning in terms of possibly there are recordings that mention bribes that went the Biden's way. We'll get into that after the news at 2:30. We haven't talked about reparations in a while on the John and Ken show.
Good.
We had a poll that came out. Emerson College polled Californians on a variety of topics. The headline was that most think that Feinstein should resign. Kind of a no-brainer that would be the result, 63%. And then, of course, it's the usual thing. They ask people their approval ratings of various politicians in the state. 45% for Newsom. 39% disapproval.
That's not exactly overwhelming.
No,
no, that's not
16% much. They had like no opinion of him. And then they asked about what's the top issues in the state and on and on and on. But eventually, when you dig into this story, you start to find something on a topic we've talked about a lot this year, but not much lately, and that's reparations. Last month, the California panel approved recommendations that could provide up to $1.2 million in payments per Black resident to address past injustices. Half of California voters, 50% or somewhat, 13% or strongly, 37%, opposed the recommendations. So if you add strongly with somewhat, you get the 50% that don't like this idea. Only 15% strongly support it. 13% somewhat.
So it's 50 to 28.
Yes, because 22% have just stayed out of it, right?
You have to choose a side. You're either voting for reparations or you're against it.
At least say somewhat something, right? Say you're somewhat in favor or somewhat against, but at least choose a side, right?
I don't get into somewhats and stronglies. It's like there's two questions on the ballot. You're voting yes or no?
No, because there's some people that do the on the other hand thing. Man, I can understand
eventually,
the issues.
Yeah, but you got to vote on it.
That's right. It's an up and down, right?
22% are neutral. So it's 50 to 28. And this is what we're telling you. There's no constituency for this. There's no big constituency for this at all. In fact, a friend of mine told me the other day, he said, before I pay reparations, I'll take my money out of the bank and burn it in the street.
Wow.
I would say that strongly against reparations.
Yeah. Well, there is one constituency. It's Black voters. 70% support the payments.
Well, they're only 6% of the state, I think. So
I know, but you just said there wasn't a constituency. I'm saying there is. If you look at the demographics, none of them on the poll.
None of them were slaves, nor were any of the non-blacks in California ever slaveholders. So it's, to me, in California in 2023, it is a non-issue.
I guess some people just looked at it as, oh, I can get money. All right, I'm in favor of that idea.
There's that.
Got to be a percentage in there who heard about the 1.2 million and said, well, I'm on board with that idea.
You know, if you think there's a movement where you're going to get a multi-million dollar check in the mail, sure.
Yeah.
You'd vote for that. But I'm not voting to pay for it.
The only ones that were in favor of it by age group were the 18 to 34 year olds. It was close, though. 47% in favor.
They'll grow out of that. In fact, did you see that?
They don't pay much in taxes or have much responsibilities, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this chart the other day. I think I sent it to you. About millennials, their politics, moving right the older they get. They had a series of graphs that show, you know, every 5 years or so, there's like the millennials have moved another 8% to the right. Or 8% more of millennials.
They're getting older, or are you talking about just the millennial group?
The millennial group, and then they divided them into, I don't know, 5 or 10 year increments, maybe 5 year increments.
Right.
And the older you are, and this has been true since the beginning of time, you just think of the 60s hippies became the 80s Reagan supporters. People grow more conservative, especially after the age of 35. I mean, once people pass 35, they go much more conservative, and I'm not talking about right-wing wacko conservative. What I'm talking about is suddenly look and say, whoa, what's this tax bite I'm living through
fiscally
here?
Conservative is often the case because they start to have responsibilities, paying bills, paying mortgages, having children, and they realize that you can't just give away and collect all the tax money you want from people.
35 is a great demarcation in life. You look around, and you and your spouse are either on a career path or you're not. You either got married or you didn't, right? Most people are working at a career or at least a steady job. Most people are married or in some kind of committed relationship. And most people, especially women, if they're going to have kids, they've had them. Because once you get past 35, physically, it gets more difficult to have them. You can, but it's a harder issue. So 35 is the age where people look at. By then, they've bought a house. By then, they have a couple of cars. By then, they may be paying for school. And they're looking at their taxes, and they're trying to build their retirement plan. It's not 25. See, in 25, you can have all kinds of stupid, wild-ass, idiotic ideas. 35, you can't have them anymore because it's going to cost you. And the clock's already ticking. And so it's happening to the millennials like it happened to every other generation. It's called maturity. It's called growing up, becoming an adult.
I wish these people would wake up. This poll also showed that people are quite concerned about Sacramento doing something about fentanyl. But we've covered this story enough to tell you the Public Safety Committee in Sacramento is not interested in doing anything about fentanyl.
Okay.
They don't want to send anybody to prison, any more terms being added, any more prison time.
What was the percentage on the fentanyl? Is that like 70-something percent, if I remember right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, if 72% want something done on fentanyl in the legislature, then you have to vote that way. No. Make your vote dependent on how your representative is going to approach fentanyl and have them force out all these whack jobs on the Assembly and Senate Public Safety Committee, because that can be done in about 5 minutes.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
And
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, of course, big story today is the indictment of former President Trump in Miami, Florida.
He got indicted? Really?
Officially arraigned.
When did that happen?
No mugshot, but he was fingerprinted. They took down his social security number and birth date. No mugshot because apparently there's lots of Trump pictures on file already. They didn't need a new one.
How much do the lawyers beg to skip the mugshot because Trump doesn't want this in campaign ads against him?
Or, as you've pointed out many times, this is good for him to show his fierce followers what they're doing to him.
I think his ego wins out.
To make it real. Look at that. There's a mugshot.
He doesn't want to see his face in a mugshot 24 hours a day for the next year and a half.
So the thing I've been saying is that, it's a box of documents. All right, I realize some of it was highly classified secret. Since against the law, it's against the law. But I'm looking for good old-fashioned stuff. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about is real corruption, bribes. Well, that brings us to the Bidens. And I think I can quote David Muir, the anchor at ABC News that John calls the underwear model. Mm-hmm. It's a bombshell. A bombshell. which he would say all the time during COVID and the Trump presidency. There's always a bombshell. Well, this story is actually not new. They were looking into this as far back as 2020. You know, Hunter Biden earned up to $1 million a year from 2014 to 2019 when he served on the board of Burisma, which is a natural gas company in Ukraine. He had no relevant energy industry experience.
No, he was a crackhead.
But during those years, what was Biden doing? Joe was vice president. Joe even met with a Burisma executive at a D.C. dinner in April of 2015. And of course, that we knew too, came out of the Hunter Biden laptop story. The development now is that there is supposedly somebody, a Ukrainian official who used to be with Burisma, who has recordings of conversations with Hunter Biden, 15 of them, and two with Joe Biden. The man who's bringing this up is U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. Well, the last time we ran into him, we thought he was going to stop the Garcetti nomination in India. Remember that?
He gave it a good run.
He gave it a good run. He says that this businessman has kept these audio recordings as insurance in case he got into his own trouble. He would have this to leverage. Now, the claim here is that then Vice President Joe Biden, Hunter and Joe, they got $5 million apiece to serve the interests of the Burisma Holdings owner, a guy by the name of Mykola Ziochevsky is his name. This is coming from an internal memo from a highly credible whistleblower. It was created in 2020 based off information from a highly paid FBI informant that details this alleged arrangement for an exchange of money for policy decisions.
The whistleblower reported what he knew a few years ago, and then it's been sitting in the FBI files ever since.
Yes.
And so the head of the House Oversight Committee, the chairman, James Comer, subpoenaed the FBI. Subpoenaed the director, Christopher Wray, and said, you turn over that document or we're going to charge you with contempt, and then Wray could end up in jail. And there was a big go-round, but Wray was cornered. When the House issues you a subpoena, as the old joke goes, it's not a suggestion. You're compelled.
Yes.
And if you don't follow through, then you're liable for jail. So they compromised where Wray allowed Comer and other members of the committee. And interestingly, only the Republicans went. The Democrats don't want to see it, which I found funny. They don't want to know. They want to pretend, I don't know of any such thing.
And now, our guys are never corrupt. Never.
But it's only
Trump and Republicans.
Wouldn't you want it
the way we are now.
Wouldn't you want to see it, though? They want some kind of plausible deniability that they don't really know what's going on, right?
If they don't see it, it may not exist?
They can't be accused of covering it up.
Oh, I see.
I don't know how these people think, but I'd go in there. I'd want to know either way, right? I'd want to see if it looks credible or not, see how much trouble we're going to have to deal with. So because the Republicans have the majority on the committee, so they could compel this sort of thing, and they're going to keep doing that. And, to have a good defense, it's good to know what the other guys are doing on offense.
Right.
So it really does exist, and the Republicans are saying it's credible. And now you have this, these tape recordings. And I think the way the scam, I think when all, if the truth comes out, you'll see the way the scam worked is that Joe is in on this, but he didn't do most of the communications. Hunter did the negotiations. Hunter and Jim Biden, Joe's brother, collected the money. And then they had the money distributed to, I think, a dozen different Biden family members.
Apparently, yeah, we saw that laid out in May when the House members were showing us all sorts of charts about all the Biden family members who got money mysteriously.
All these isolated stories are connected. Okay, so Jim Biden and Hunter Biden were the bag men. The rest of the Biden family, the checks were forwarded to their accounts because this is what you do in money laundering. This is what you do when you're spreading around illegal money. And Joe, probably there was a series of murky transactions that would be difficult to tie directly to him because the whole point of this was protect the big guy. Don't implicate Joe, right? He's the vice president. He wants to run for president. So let's work around it. Just make sure at the end of this, all of this, Joe has a hefty retirement package. That he could sit on. And that's what they're going to find. And then we're going to see another level of corruption, whether anybody is going to press charges on this. And bring
the bribery allegation comes from 2017, but the informant file read by the House lawmakers last week was created by the FBI in June of 2020 after a tip received fresh attention. Now, several Republicans said the document accuses the Bidens of getting paid a total of $10 million in 2015 and 2016 in exchange for the then vice president advocating the ouster of this Ukrainian prosecutor general. Remember this story?
Yeah.
Joe Biden actually bragged about that once.
Well, Viktor Shokin is the prosecutor, and he was looking into the Burisma company.
Right.
And so they needed Joe Biden as the vice president of the United States to exert pressure on the Ukrainian government, which has historically been corrupt for decades, ever since they were freed from the grasp of the Soviet Union. It's just been one corrupt government after the other. And that's what, remember when Trump got impeached? Because he made calls.
Yes, the perfect phone call.
He made the calls to the Ukrainian president.
That was Zelensky, yeah.
And what he was telling him is like, hey, why don't you come clean with what you have on Joe Biden and do it now while we got a campaign going on? So all this is connected. It's all the same story.
And for all of you who care about this other part, because it came up a lot today with the indictment of Trump, what about Joe Biden and the documents that were found in his Delaware home? There is an investigator, a special counsel, a different guy by the name of Robert Hur, who was investigating Biden's handling of the classified documents. That may end up being a nothing. It may not be, because it seems to be different circumstances from what Trump seems to be more aware of the documents and making sure they were not found.
You know, I was thinking of that, because those were separate charges that Trump got. Trump got charged for having all the documents, right? And then Trump got charged with basically obstruction of justice and lying to FBI officials, not handing over the documents. So while it is a different case in that Trump really put up a clear obstruction, Biden still had these documents. And some of them go back 50 years to when he was a senator.
All right.
So it's going to be selective prosecution if he doesn't get charged with the possession of the documents.
Could be. All right. We got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, we have breaking news on the John and Ken show. Another council member may be biting the dust. Curran Price has been charged with embezzlement and perjury. 10 counts. 5 counts of grand theft by embezzlement, 3 counts of perjury, 2 counts of conflict of interest.
I had heard rumors that he was going to be the next one.
This is coming from the LA County DA's office, too. This doesn't look like this is a federal case. How about that? But, of course, we already know about the other city council members involved in bribes.
He used to take shots at us years ago. I was waiting for him to get all the guys that used to have problems, issues with us. They're all marching off to prison now, like Ridley Thomas.
It says here he was the subject of concerns. In 2019, it was revealed that he had cast votes on items that could affect clients of a consulting company owned by his wife, Del Richardson's. The Times reported that Price voted on decisions involving at least 10 companies in the same years they were listed as providing at least $10,000 in income to Del Richardson's and Associates.
He would be the fourth councilman going to prison in the last few years. Fourth one.
Jose Huizar, Mark Ridley Thomas, Mitch Englander.
And now Curran Price. And then you had, what's her name, get involved in that audio scandal with the race jokes.
Nuri Martinez. And Kevin De Leon.
And then Kevin De Leon.
And then Gil Cedillo left.
Gil Cedillo left. My God, that's 7 of them. 7. It's only a 15-member council.
Right.
And then you had Mike Bonin bounced out of office. That's 8. Wow.
A Price spokesperson said in 2019 that neither the council member nor his wife had benefited financially from the votes initially identified by the LA Times. The spokesperson said Price has never cast a vote thinking of his wife or his wife's financial interests.
Okay.
Sure.
Say what you have to say.
Yeah, so this is not tied into the developer scandal. This is something else.
No, he had his own racket going on the side. I'd heard stuff about swirling about him for a lot of years.
Hmm. All right, so we'll keep an eye on
criminals. For some reason, the city of Los Angeles elects mostly criminals and lunatics to office. And then they wonder why the city is a disaster. Like, what do you people do on the first Tuesday in November? What do you do? What do you just say, well, gee, who is the biggest criminal on this list? Who's the biggest psycho? Who's going to steal the most money? Who's going to be the most corrupt? He's my guy. What the hell? How? Or do only criminals run?
Speaking of extremists, the White House is condemning and basically banning. I mean, this is what happens when you want to go over the top and be involved. Of course, June is Pride Month. And I didn't even know this, but apparently on Saturday, the White House had a Pride Month event with Joe Biden in attendance. Well, one of the people there was a trans activist by the name of Rose Montoya, somebody who was biologically a male and transitioned to female, and apparently exposed her fake breasts.
Yeah.
In a video that was posted to social media.
She's
a social media influencer.
She had just met Biden. And she's standing there in the White House grounds, and she's flapping her...
Well, she pulled down the top of her...
Well, they're fake!
Well, you can't take enough hormones to grow anything? Because some men have breasts, right?
Know. I mean, they...
Well,
I don't know these things, and I don't want to know. And I really resent... I was like one of the first things I saw this morning. Before I'd eaten breakfast, before I was like completely awake... You know, I came downstairs and I just sat on the couch and just got a routine, go through, you know, a few websites, see any, you know, if there's any spectacular headlines overnight. And it's the New York Post, big color photo of her.
She's got her hands on them and she's kind of bouncing them up and down.
She's cupping them and they're bouncing.
Now, it's not in front of Biden. She did actually have a moment with Biden in the video, but he's not, I don't think he's standing there when she did that. But,
you know.
They are now saying that she will not be invited to the White House ever again.
Oh, that was gross.
Well, that's what happens when you invite extremists.
Yeah, but that's what the president
is doing. Oh, you know what she said? I fully support the movement and freeing the nipple.
What?
That's what she said.
Or whatever fake...
My trans masculine friends are showing off their top surgery scars and living in joy, and I wanted to join them.
I don't want to hear about the surgery scars. I don't want to hear about this. Stop it.
More cultural discomfort from you?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? No, really. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear. I don't understand this obsession with the whole subject. Why is it constant?
The trans thing is blown up this month. I can't explain it.
I'm trying. Why? Yeah. How'd that happen?
I think Pride Month pushed it really to the forefront. We've had many Pride Months but this year.
Why is it a month? Why is everything a month now?
The crowd behind this has decided to take advantage of.
How come everybody gets a month? How about a day, a long weekend? What a month? Every day for a month, everywhere?
Well, we only have 12 months, so it's going to start to overlap, right? Oh, I mean, you can't really...
God.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Blake Trolley, KFI News. Oh, good news, John. Karen Bass has resumed her public activities. She's recovered from COVID.
Oh, she beat the COVID? No, really?
Somehow
she survived?
She did. Not even a week.
She survived COVID? Wow. That hardly ever happens. You know how rare that is?
Well, she had an event today to announce progress with Inside Safe. That's to get the homeless people off the streets into some type of housing. We'll find out what was said. And, of course, I'm sure they revealed huge numbers to make us all feel like the homelessness is gone. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Surgical scars. Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.